Yes, thanks, Kieran. We're into stoppage time, so whatever referee Barry Maxwell decides to add, probably about 3 minutes, I would say, and that'll mainly be for the substitutions. Both sides have emptied the bench. The Donegal Junior League leading here by 4-2 against the Leinster Senior League, so we can safely assume that they are going through to the semi-finals of the Oscar Trainer Trophy. And so it's been a good day at the office as far as John Francis Dugan's side have been concerned. They led by 1-0 at half-time. Then they doubled their lead. Leinster Senior League came back into it. And for a while, this game was very much in the balance. But 2 goals in the space of 7 minutes midway through the second half have put the Donegal Junior League firmly in the driving seat here. And certainly it's a lead that they do deserve. They've been much the better side over the 90 minutes. They've created the majority of the chances. And indeed, since that fourth goal went in, they could have got a couple more with Adrian Delap having a shot that was just wide, and Zach Gorman also having an effort. And indeed, as you join us, another shot going in on the Leinster Senior League goal. But the Leinster Senior League, well, they have interestingly come up here this afternoon with a side that comprises all players from Crumlin United, and the way that they've approached this competition is that the league winners from the major division in the Leinster Senior League of the Saturday Major A division, they represent their league in this competition. And so the players dressed or kitted out all in green, they know each other very well indeed. The Donegal League, with an assortment of players from various clubs throughout the county, certainly have performed very well here this afternoon at Diamond Park in Ballyar. Conditions good for football. It's been dry, it's a bit cold, it's a bit windy, but the Donegal League have played some really good football, open football, always trying to move it. Eddie O'Reilly has always been a threat up front, and also Adrian Delap has been very lively in that midfield. So as we approach the full-time whistle, I'll go through the details of the goals as they emerged in this game. So in the early stages, a couple of chances for the Donegal League through Adrian Delap and Eddie O'Reilly, and they took the lead on 32 minutes. Matty Crossan, former Finn Harps player, the captain here of the side, outside the box, letting fly with a decent long-range effort that was tipped onto the crossbar by Scott Kavanagh, but it was the underside of the crossbar, the ball going down and into the net. The Donegal Junior League leading 1-0 at the break, but the visitors could well have gone in level at halftime because they had missed a penalty. Blake Forkin saving the penalty by Rhys Kavanagh. And indeed, the full-time whistle has just gone. So confirmation of the score, 4-2. The Donegal Junior League have advanced. So as I was saying, Manny Crossan scoring to give them that 1-0 halftime lead into the second half. And Eddie O'Reilly getting onto the end of a Michael Funston cross after a good build-up involving Adrian Delap. That made it 2-0 for the Donegal League on 50 minutes, and they looked very much on course to get into the last four. But then they let in 2 goals in the space of 3 minutes. Firstly, Scott Cleary scoring with a penalty after Luke Dunn was adjudged to have been fouled in the box as he rose to try and meet a cross, and so it was a game on. And then 3 minutes after that first goal for the Leinster Senior League, Dean Sutcliffe scoring to make it 2-2. The game was in the melting pot. However, the Donegal Junior League then making it 3-2. Paul Boyle from KG Rovers heading in from a corner from Joel Gorman, and then Joel Gorman with a 35-yard free on 72 minutes. That essentially put the game beyond doubt. A free, wind-assisted, and the goalkeeper unable as he stretched to get it as it sailed into the top corner. So it's been a good win in the end for the Donegal Junior League. They are through to the semi-finals of the Oscar Trainer Trophy this afternoon at Ballyar. They've defeated the Leinster Senior League by 4-2, and we'll have some post-match reaction shortly. In the meantime, back to you, Kieran.